From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. stocks still in positive territory, with the jobs market posting robust gains. The Labor Department says the economy picked up a more than expected 244,000 positions in April. NPR's John Itzy reports all of the net job growth came in the private sector.
U.S. businesses added 268,000 new jobs to their payrolls last month. The headline number for the month was dragged lower because governments continued to shed jobs. Austin Goolsbee, chairman of the President's Council of Economic Advisers, says the strong increases at private firms is especially good news.
This was the best private sector job growth in more than 5 years. And the last 3 months, we've added more than 250,000 jobs on average every month.
Goolsbee says that shows the economy is moving from rescue to recovery mode. One negative in April, a slight rise in the unemployment rate back up to 9%. Over the previous 5 months, it had dropped at the fastest rate in 27 years. John Itzy, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, where he's due to address troops shortly. He's been meeting today privately with some members of the Navy SEALs team that carried out the military assault against bin Laden early Monday in Pakistan. As many in the West hail the raid as an enormous success, quite different emotions in parts of Pakistan today.
Zindai Osama!
Zindai!
In Abbottabad, where Osama bin Laden was killed several days ago, protesters denounced the U.S. and the Pakistani government. Fresh violence reported out of Syria today, where witnesses accused troops of opening fire on anti-government activists, killing at least 21 people. Covering developments from Beirut, NPR's Kelly McEvers gives us an update on the uprising in Syria that's now in its seventh week.
The shootings came as thousands of protesters have taken to the streets in towns and cities around Syria, calling for the ouster of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Syrian authorities also detained a leading opposition figure and former lawmaker who's been a major critic of the regime. The protesters turned out despite the fact that nearly 600 people have been killed, thousands have been detained, and at least three cities have been surrounded and cut off from the rest of the country. Protesters, including women and children, carried olive branches and marched toward the besieged southern city of Daraa, which has been the hardest hit by the crackdown. Residents there report that tanks and snipers kept them from protesting. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.
Before the close on Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average up 55 points at 12,639 and trading of 4 billion shares. NASDAQ gaining 13 points or nearly 0.5%. It's at 2,828. S&P 500 up 5 at 1340. This is NPR News. Al-Qaeda rebukes the Pakistani government for bin Laden's death, saying it needs to be cleansed. In a message posted today on militant websites, the terror network confirms bin Laden's death and threatens reprisal attacks. Florida's legislature has overhauled the state's voting rules. NPR's Greg Allen in Miami reports the measure now before the governor will affect early voting and new voters.
Democrats charge it's an effort by Florida's Republican-controlled legislature to disenfranchise Democratic-leaning voters. Republicans deny that. The new rules are in part a response to the 2008 presidential election. Barack Obama carried the state, helped by a large turnout of Democratic voters signed up in registration drives. Florida's League of Women Voters says under the new rules, it may no longer be able to conduct those drives. The bill requires all people signing up voters to register with the state and imposes fines for voter forms not turned in within 48 hours. In addition, the bill cuts in half to 1 week the number of days allocated for early voting. Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson says if the state's Republican Governor Rick Scott signs it, he'll ask the Justice Department to investigate whether the measures violate federal law. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Authorities in Memphis are pleading with residents in the most flood-prone areas to get out. They've been going door-to-door today, handing out flyers, warning people their property could be inundated with high waters as the Mississippi River continues to rise. Tennessee officials predict flooded areas won't dry out for several more weeks. Recapping our top story, President Obama is due to address troops at Fort Campbell, Kentucky shortly. He's been meeting privately with members of the Navy SEALs team that conducted that military assault against bin Laden early Monday in Pakistan. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.